This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Mornings with Matt, a foul ball area production designed to bring you up to speed on all the baseball news that you need to know. I'm Matthew Atkins, thank you for tuning in this morning. We start off with a bit of breaking news as the Boston Red Sox have hired Alex Cora to be their manager again, according to MLB Network's John Heyman. Cora served as the manager of the Red Sox from 2018 to 2019 and won a World Series championship with the team during the 2018 season. The Red Sox went 108-4 that year, the most games they have ever won in a season. Mookie Betts put up fantastic numbers on his way to winning a Gold Glove, Silver Slugger, batting title, and AL MVP. However, Cora was fired last offseason due to his involvement in the Astros' sign-stealing scandal. Cora was the bench coach for the Astros and was determined to be the mastermind of the scheme that took place during their 2017 season. Now, look, the Tigers hired AJ Hinch last week as their new manager, and yes, he was the manager of the Astros during their sign-stealing scandal, but he had no direct involvement in the cheating. He was not the one who came up with the idea. He did not participate in it. In fact, he actively tried to stop the scheme from happening. Alex Cora, on the other hand, was determined to be the one who started the sign-stealing scandal. He came up with the idea, he implemented it, and he ran it with the players. And the Red Sox have hired him back as their manager after he served his one-year suspension. In my opinion, this is a really bad look by the Red Sox. Alex Cora is a cheater. There's no way around it. And the Red Sox are just throwing that out the window and bringing him back as their manager. Not to mention the fact that he was accused of the same sign-stealing scandal when he was the manager in Boston the first time. But because they're the beloved Red Sox and MLB doesn't want to make them look bad, they somehow pinned the whole thing on the team's video replay operator, and the Red Sox were hardly punished at all. Now we move on to a little bit of happier news, as the Silver Slugger Award winners were announced last night, and the Atlanta Braves set a franchise record with 4 winners in one season. Freddie Freeman, Marcelo Ozuna, Ronald Acuna Jr., and Travis d'Arnaud all took home the hardware last night. Ronald Acuna joins Mike Trout as the only outfielders to win multiple Silver Sluggers before turning 23 years old. So is Ronald Acuna Jr. the next Mike Trout? I think it's pretty safe to say so. Finally, we'll end with some hot stove news today, as the Cleveland Indians have informed teams around Major League Baseball that they are actively trying to trade shortstop Francisco Lindor. Now, I've said it before, Lindor is one of the most dynamic players in the game and arguably the best shortstop in the game. He has 1 year left in Cleveland. He is expected to make around $20 million this year with the Indians. So they will try to trade him, get some return before he leaves in free agency. And being the cheapskates that the Indians are, they would rather trade a generational talent than keep him long-term in Cleveland and try to win a championship with him as a part of their team. That's all I've got for today's edition of Mornings with Matt. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll talk to you Monday morning with the next episode. I hope you all have a great weekend.